KOIN in Portland. CBS News. The House has passed a tax cut bill, but there's something in it President Ford does not like. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. House GOP leader John Rhodes says it's too early for veto talk, but President Ford did not want that part of the bill, which would eliminate the tax break enjoyed by the oil industry. In approving the tax measure, the House voted to do away with the oil depletion allowance. President Ford says he's opposed to repeal of the allowance. The bill would give Americans some $21 billion in tax rebates and cuts. Chairman Al Ullman of the Ways and Means Committee said the House acted quickly enough.
There's no way that we could have acted more rapidly, and we're going to do the same thing on an energy bill. We are responsive, and we are going to move.
One Republican congressman, Barbara Connable of New York, says the lawmakers should have placed more emphasis on rebates.
I think the Congress was insufficiently disciplined to keep its eye on the ball, and that as a result we've made some changes in the code that amount to piecemeal tax reform rather than giving the clout to the economy that we wanted to through a substantial rebate bill. We're going to have tax reform later on in the year, I hope.
Congressman Barbara Connable of New York. More news in a moment.
Us. There's nothing in our way. I'll always be part of your day. So if you've got a song to sing, teach me the tune. Life is a game two should play. Oh, if you're feeling happy, if you want to weep, or you want a warm word before you sleep, remember, good friends are forever. Good friends are forever. Good friends are for keeps.
Tony Bennett sings for the Bell System. Good friends are for keeps. So keep in touch. Long distance is the next best thing to being there.
Good friends are forever. Good friends are for keeps.
In Paris Friday morning, three women hostages were freed by two men. The hostages were taken during an attempted bank robbery during which a teller and a third member of the gang were killed. The two surviving gunmen escaped after police delivered a $470,000 ransom. Not only can you fly Linda and Debbie, you can now fly Cheapy. National Airlines says it plans to start some new runs and cut fares by as much as a third. National spokesman Harvey Berman says,
on the Miami-Los Angeles run, current coach is 183 with the no-frills fare. People who brown bag it will pay 112. Train is 178 and bus is 113.90. So we even beat bus by a buck in there.
The national reduced fare flights will mean passengers have to give up free food and drinks and accept certain other conditions. The Civil Aeronautics Board must approve the change. It's going to take weeks to fix the damage caused to the phone system in New York City by that fire which burned almost 17 hours on Thursday. The phone company calls it a major telecommunications catastrophe. About 170,000 phones were knocked out. About 150 firemen were overcome by smoke fighting the blaze at a 12-story communications building in Lower Manhattan. Leftist guerrillas in Argentina are threatening to execute an American kidnapped victim unless the government does what they want by Friday night. Some guerrillas who say they follow the politics of Juan Perón claim they're holding U.S. Honorary Consul John Egan, who was abducted Wednesday night from his home in Cordoba, Argentina. The kidnappers want the government to put four other leftists on radio and TV to prove that they are still alive. In London Thursday night, U.S. Ambassador Elliot Richardson said he might make a run for the presidency next year if President Ford should choose to stay out of it. Richardson told the BBC he thinks his decision to resign as Attorney General during the height of the Watergate crisis enhanced his political career. Now this.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love.
But give your courage to contact. The sooner the better.
Six or three or one. That's the question when you catch the common cold. Then take 12-hour contact. You need 6 cold tablets, 2 every 4 hours, or 3 cold pills, 1 every 4 hours, or just 1 contact capsule. For up to 12 hours, continuous relief from sneezing, congestion, drips. The tiny time pills do it. For aches and fever, the others contain aspirin. Contact doesn't. Your cold, your choice. 6 or 3 or 1. Give your cold to Contact, the number one cold medicine in the whole world.
Give your cold to Contact.
6 or 3 or 1. Take Contact only as directed.
The hangman has had a busy day in Singapore. Just before dawn Friday, 8 men went to the gallows one by one. They were all executed for murder. 7 of those hanged were convicted in a killing in connection with a gold robbery in 1971. The other man who was executed had been convicted in another murder case. That was in 1972. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
A 6-member inquest jury ruled tonight that 2 Curry County Sheriff's deputies were justified in killing Donald and Gary Miller of Pistol River the 17th of this month. The Oregon Nuclear and Thermal Energy Council has approved a certificate to allow Portland General Electric Company to 3 power plants near Boardman in eastern Oregon. Only those stores with the electronic checkout systems would be required to post unit pricing for food products under a measure recommended for passage today by an Oregon House committee. A search has been called off until tomorrow morning for a small private plane with an aviation instructor and 2 students aboard, missing 47-year-old David Nunn of Klamath Falls, Matthew Perkins, and Jim Pryor, 17-year-old Klamath Union High School pupils. 97 sports in prep basketball action tonight. Central Catholic beat Jesuit 69-65. Lake Oswego downed West Lynn 50. Make that 67-57. Central Lynn 57. Oak Ridge 50. And South Eugene dumped North Eugene 53-50. 97 weather for Portland, Vancouver. Periods of rain through tomorrow night. Locally heavy late tomorrow. Then showers on Saturday. Lows in the low 40s, highs in the mid-50s, and southeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Rain chance 100% through tomorrow night. Currently in downtown Portland, we have 48 degrees still at KOIN. The time is 11:08. The CBS Radio Mystery Theater is next.
KOIN!
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. We're about to embark on a dark journey. A journey through the terrifying passages of a distorted mind. Man's mind is filled with dark passages that lead through a labyrinth of horror, from which at times there is no return. Come with me as we probe the darkness for ghostly images. Come to the House of Cain. Here we will search out the secret as kept the old house shrouded in a mantle of fear. Who is Cain, you ask? He appears to be an ordinary man like most of us. But here at the old house, isolated from the 20th century, a strange turbulence swirls around him.
Cain! Cain! Where are you?
Here, Agatha. I'm here. I told you to stay in the house. You're not needed here.
Where have you been?
In the stone house. Horrible odor in the dungeon. One of the prisoners went mad, set fire to a cell. Ludwig and I dragged him out. We had to calm the others.
You kill me. I don't want to know what you do with them. Please. I don't want to know what you do.
Mystery drama, Them, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ralph Goodman and stars Alan Hewitt and Jordan Charney. It is sponsored in part by Contact, the 12-hour cold capsule, and imported Vigna Rosé wine. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Here is an important message from Buick. Buick wants you to know that a cash rebate of $500 will be given to everyone who takes delivery of a new Buick Skyhawk by February 28, 1975. And a rebate of $200 will be given to everyone who takes delivery of a Buick Skylark or Apollo by February 28. Buick's cash rebate program is just one of many reasons for buying a free-spirited 1975 Buick Skyhawk, Skylark, or Apollo. So see your Buick dealer.
Inflation, it hits us daily. And if you're in business, you face another kind of inflation. Adflation, spiraling ad costs just when the need to advertise is greater than ever. What can you do when print costs escalate? When producing a TV commercial cuts sharply into your budget for time? You can do what you do every day. Turn to radio. Radio is effective, inexpensive. Call this station. We'll suggest ways radio can help you fight inflation. Furnished by Radio Advertising Bureau.
As an actor, I think Grandpa Walton is one of my all-time favorite roles because he's in a family situation, meeting the down-to-earth problems of life. Hello, I'm Will Gear, and I'd like to speak with you a moment about a down-to-earth problem that affects 6 million of our nation's children and adults and their families. It's mental retardation. We've all heard the words mental retardation, but what do they really mean? Well, technically, they simply mean that normal development fails to take place as an infant grows older. It can happen in any family, and because of any of a couple of hundred known reasons, and other reasons that aren't known. It's important to remember that every mentally retarded person can be helped to become a better functioning human being. With proper training and education, most retarded persons are capable of becoming productive and self-sufficient. Please give your help by supporting the work of your local association of the National Association for Retarded Citizens. Thank you.
Our story begins in a small, crowded courtroom. The jury is filing in. They have reached a decision on the charge of manslaughter. The defendant, Charles Schiller, darts a quick, apprehensive look at his frail wife, Karen, who has stood steadfastly by him during his ordeal. He then stands to face the 12 men and women who have been chosen to decide his fate. The murder, if it is to be called that, was accidental. Charles Schiller testified to this. The evidence seemed conclusive. Let's move in a little closer. The foreman of the jury has just risen.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
We have, sir.
How say you? Do you find the defendant guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
Come, Agatha. Once again, a mockery has been made of justice. Let's get out of here.
Yes, King.
As with the others, I find this man guilty.
But if a jury found him innocent...
I am not influenced by emotion, as are these incompetents chosen to serve on juries. Remember, Agatha, I have been both lawyer and judge. Who is better qualified to decide a man's guilt or innocence? Come. We must inform Ludwig. That man must pay for his crime, as did the others.
Oh, but Jane,
I said, come, Agatha. We have listened to every bit of evidence presented in this trial. A murder has been committed. I have found the defendant guilty on all counts. It is up to us to see to it that justice will be served.
You two, this is last call. Breakfast is served.
We're coming, Mom. Dad's has given me a pee right on the sack.
Oh, more like a ride around the road. Easy, Jim, you're strangling.
Oh, let's be careful with Daddy now that he's back from that awful courtroom. Home with us again. Well, now you two sit down. We've got toast and boiled eggs and...
Boiled eggs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'll just eat a piece of toast. And anyways, I'm not hungry, okay?
All right, then take a piece of toast. Maybe you better take two.
Okay, Dad. I gotta run anyway. I'm supposed to meet the guys at the schoolyard. Toast is perfect for Edie to run.
Oh, it's so good to have you home. And to have that nightmare behind us.
No, let's not think about that or talk about it again. All I'm interested in now is... is having that phone taken out so I can spend a quiet Saturday with my wife. Hello? No, you didn't. Yes, I'd like very much to be included. 12:15? Fine. Where is it to be held? Oh, no, that's not necessary. I have my own car. I can just... Well, all right, if you want to. I'll be ready at noon, yes. Goodbye.
Who is that?
Well, I don't know, really. I neglected to ask. A friend of Warren's, another lawyer. Some of his associates are giving Warren a surprise luncheon today to celebrate his winning my case. I wish I had thought of it.
Well, you did call in to thank him, dear, twice last night.
Oh, I know, but a luncheon, what a wonderful idea.
And they've asked you to come. It's almost the same as if you'd thought of it.
Well, not quite, but I'm glad someone did. It must be a really fancy party. They're sending a limousine for me.
Ooh, how posh.
Look, I know we planned the day together, darling, but after all the work Warren did for me, I'd like very much to go.
Darling, of course you have to go. Where's it to be?
The man didn't say. Actually, it doesn't matter. They're sending the car. I'll let the driver worry. I'd better shave.
I thought you just did.
True. But I've never been picked up by a limousine before.
Oh, John. Oh, it's good to have you home again.
Almost 12.
Yes, Payne. Oh, please stop pacing. They'll be here. Ludwig has always brought them. He has never failed you.
The transcripts, the murder trials we've judged thus far, where are the transcripts?
Here, Kane, on the desk. There is no need to show the poor man the transcript. Ludwig will bring him in as he has the others. I know you have told me over and over what we do is right. Ah, but in my heart...
Sentimental claptrap. That's what got him off at the trial. One does not judge a case with a heart, but with a mind. Here. Look at these transcripts. I've gone over them word by word, and in each case the jury has been wrong, I have been right. The limousine. You are right in one thing, Agatha. Ludwig does what he has to do and does it well. Yes, he's brought us our honored guest. Let them in. I will join you presently. I have work.
Yes, Kane. One moment, Ludwig. I am coming. Young man, I am sorry to have kept you waiting. Take his hat, Ludwig. And if you will please follow me, sir, to the study.
I appreciate your hospitality. My name is Charles, Charles Schiller.
Yes, I know. Now, if you will come this way, the halls are rather dark and dreary.
What is this place? I mean, your chauffeur was not very talkative. I still don't know the gentleman's name who sent the car for me.
Oh, it's Mr. Kane. This is his estate.
Kane, I see. Is he a lawyer?
He's a judge.
Oh, Mr. Schiller, I see you've arrived safely. Allow me to welcome you. I'm Matthew Kane.
Oh, how do you do? I must admit, when a luncheon was mentioned, I was expecting...
To be taken to a small restaurant or a banquet room? Oh, no. This is too important a moment to be held in mundane surroundings. You've met my sister, Miss Agatha Kane?
Well, no, not formally. How do you do, ma'am?
If you'll both excuse
As
me...
As I've told you, Agatha, this is Mr. Schiller. He's come to visit with us and have a bite of lunch. Would you do the honors, my dear? Ludwig will help. But give Mr. Schiller and me a chance to get acquainted first.
Yes, Kane. I will go and find Ludwig.
Unfortunately, she's a little addled, I'm afraid.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Since you're the first to arrive, may I suggest a little brandy to warm you from the dampness of the weather?
Oh, yes. That'll be fine.
I took the liberty of pouring as you arrived. Your drink is here, on the side table. Oh, I see you're admiring that magnificent old portrait over the mantel. My grandfather, sir. A man who gloried in our judicial system. spent his life exacting justice. A godly man who believed in the holy words, an eye for an eye.
He has a magnificent face.
Yes. He's been dead for over 50 years now. But his presence is still felt in this house. Well, here's to you, sir.
Thank you.
Sit down, Mr. Schiller. The others will be here shortly. Sit down and tell me about your day in court. You had an able lawyer.
Oh, one of the best. I can't speak highly enough of Warren Douglas.
Clever. Yes, very clever. But then, criminal lawyers must be exceptionally clever. Most of the time, they're paid to defend the guilty. But I meant no inference in your case. It's just a generalization.
That's all right. I'm not sensitive. I was exonerated.
Yes, yes, I heard. It was a murder case, was it not?
Accidental manslaughter.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Forgive me. I'm sorry to say I don't follow all the cases I should. This was something about a fight in a barroom, wasn't it?
The Carlton Lounge. I was waiting for my wife. We were to have lunch that afternoon. And there was this man, a complete stranger. He was annoying a woman at the bar. I intervened. One word led to another. I hardly remember the struggle that followed, but somehow he fell over backwards against a glass door and shattered it. One of the glass slivers pierced his throat. He died almost instantly.
Oh, how dreadful.
Yes. Yes, it was. One minute, sitting quietly, worrying about how much my wife spent on a shopping spree, and, well, the next...
We are at the mercy of circumstances, are we not, Mr. Schiller? Oh, let me fill your glass again.
I was just wondering about the others. It's getting rather late.
The judicial system and its failings have become quite a passion with me. Several years ago, my sister and I had occasion to attend a criminal court trial. I'll never forget the sight of the man's face as he stood to receive the jury's verdict. He stood there, quivering with fear, awaiting the foreman's voice to pronounce him guilty. And suddenly, I suppose the strain was too much for him, the poor fellow pitched forward on his face, fell dead where he stood.
Dead? Good Lord.
Yes. Imagine that. And what do you suppose the jury's verdict was? Not guilty. The man lying dead at their feet there. Yeah. Well, retributive justice has a strange way of finding its mark sometimes.
Well, I'd hardly call it justice if they found the man innocent, as you said.
I found him guilty. Well, he was dead at any rate.
You found him guilty?
Yes, Mr. Schiller. We all judge our fellow man. You pick up a newspaper, read of a trial, decide a man's guilt or innocence over your morning coffee or toast, don't deny it.
Yeah, well, to some extent, I suppose we do.
To some extent. Did you hear that, Agatha? Well, now, there is some reasonableness to you, certainly, if you can admit that. Now then, let me ask you this, Mr. Schiller. Do you think, with all the legions of lawyers, clever lawyers with silver tongues, that certain inequities of justice are sometimes meted out by juries? Do some innocent men hang?
Unquestionably, sir.
Then you would also admit that some of the guilty go free. Is that not so, Mr. Schiller?
I don't feel well. My head. I was hoping the others would be here by now. Do you think we should give Mr. Douglas a call? Perhaps there's been a misunderstanding.
There's been no misunderstanding, Mr. Schiller. Mr. Douglas was never notified. There's no one else coming.
And the misunderstanding was mine. I thought you said there was to be a surprise luncheon for Mr. Douglas to celebrate. Did you put something in my drink?
Yes, Mr. Schiller.
Why? I don't understand. Why did you do it? Oh, Mr. Kane, please, I can't.
Sleep well, Mr. Schiller. Ludwig and I will attend to everything. Ludwig!
Ludwig, come. We have work to do.
Ken! Ken!
Here, Agatha. I'm here.
Mr. Schiller. Where is Mr. Schiller?
Justice has been served. It is finished.
Oh, Jay. Jay. Your coat. Your new coat. What have you stained it with?
I think it's blood. I was attempting...
Don't tell me. I don't want to know what you do with them. Please, Kane. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Well, there is no doubt that justice in the minds of men can take many forms. Who is to say what is true justice? The charge against the defendant was manslaughter. Well, I guess each man has his own rationalization for justice as he sees it. But just as no man may place himself above the law, so no man may appoint himself the oracle of judgment and truth. It seems, however, that Matthew Kane has done so. I'll return shortly with Act Two.
Vina Rosé Wall.
Say this Vina Rosé is delicious.
It goes with so many dishes.
Or all alone by the radio. Vina Rosé Wine, Vina Rosé Wine. Come let me pour you some more Vina. At the price it's a value. If you know what I mean,
now let's go back to our mystery show.
But I have one question before I go. What's light and refreshing imported to?
Vina Rosé Wine.
That's the answer, Vina Rosé Wine.
Uh-huh. What a wine.
Imported by Udline, Hartford, Connecticut.
Hello, I'm Helen Hayes. There's something very important happening in this country. High school students from 60 nations are living here for a year in the United States. They're learning about us, about our families, our schools, our communities.
And we're learning from them. It happens through American Field Service, AFS, and the thousands of people who give their time to help others. Volunteers help find families to host students. They arrange activities in the community and help raise scholarship funds.
AFS is an exciting and rewarding activity that deserves a place in your town or your city.
To find out how you can help bring an international experience to your school and community, write AFS 313 East 43rd Street, New York, New York. That's AFS 313 East 43rd Street, New York, New York.
Have passed since the disappearance of Charles Schiller. His wife, Karen, has been summoned to headquarters to discuss the incident with the police. The request is rather unusual, considering that over 3,000 cases of missing persons are reported in an average-sized metropolitan city each month. Police files bulge with triplicates of these reports. But the case of Charles Schiller has caught the eye of Detective Sergeant Steiner. Something about this case has activated the trail dog instinct. Steiner is sure he is on to something.
I appreciate your checking into this, Sergeant.
Of course, I don't want to raise your hopes too high, Mrs. Schiller. I mean, around here, lots of times one and one comes out three.
Yes, I understand, Sergeant. But how can I help?
Well, as I understand it, according to our records, Mr. Schiller's lawyer was never informed of any testimonial luncheon in his honor or any meeting that day of any kind.
I spoke to Warren, Mr. Douglas, and well, he knew nothing about it, but I'm sure he told you that, too.
Yes. Yes, he did. I have his statement right here. I'm sorry to put you through all this again, Mrs. Schiller, but you see, after your husband's disappearance, the facts related to it were run through our computer. statistical department on a hunch of mine came through with something rather interesting. Something I'd like to pursue with you, if I may.
Certainly. What is it?
Well, Mr. Schiller, it seems that the circumstances that surround your husband's disappearance have been repeated three other times, all within the last 7 months.
I'm afraid I don't follow.
What I'm trying to say is, three other men have vanished over the past 7 months. And the one thing these three men had in common was they disappeared immediately after having stood trial for murder.
Well, what does that have to do with...
Wait a minute. Just a moment. More of a coincidence yet. Each of these men was found not guilty at his trial. Look here. David Swan, charge of first-degree murder 7 months ago, October, not guilty. Man named Bates, manslaughter, not guilty. Collins, manslaughter, not guilty. You see the pattern?
Mm.
Trial, exoneration, disappearance. Unusual, isn't it?
And you think that my husband's disappearance has something to do with these other men?
For now, let's just say he fits the pattern. You know, I've looked all through his file, this file here, dozens of times. Now, there's just one little piece missing. Did anyone see the man who picked your husband up that day on the limousine?
No. I told the man who took the report. I was out shopping.
Oh, yes, here it is.
And Jimmy was out.
Jimmy?
Well, it's my son. He's 8.
Oh.
He was at the schoolyard playing with his friends. Didn't I mention that?
No. No, there's no mention here of your son.
Oh?
Hmm. This boy of yours, Jimmy, could he have come home while you were out?
I suppose. I never thought to ask. But we have a treehouse in the backyard. He and his friends often play there.
This treehouse, does it face the street? Mrs. Schiller, where's your son now?
He's in school. He'll be home at 3. Do you think there's something that Jimmy might know that...
Possible. Possible, Mrs. Schiller. You know, all we need is one lead.
Mr. Schiller. Wake up, Mr. Schiller. It's time to rise and shine.
Kane?
Exactly, Mr. Schiller. Kane. Matthew Kane.
Where am I? What is this place?
Your room is high above the ground on the far side of the estate.
Room? This isn't a room. It's a cage.
So it is, Mr. Schiller.
What is this? Barred window, steel door? It's like a prison cell.
It is a prison cell, Mr. Schiller.
But why? Why am I here?
To serve your sentence. I've judged your case and found you guilty.
No.
Well, it's all very well and good to say no. But here you are, aren't you? Here they all are. And here they'll stay until their brains rot and their bodies decay.
They? You mean there are others?
Yes, Mr. Schiller. There are others. Others who have broken God's law and must pay for it. Here, Mr. Schiller. Here are your rations for the day.
You can't keep me here, Kane. My wife will go to the police. She's probably notified them already.
Oh, I'm sure she has. I'm sure the others have wives and loved ones who have reported these unfortunate incidents to the police. You have disappeared, sir. Vanished into thin air. It's as simple as that.
Not in this day and age. They'll find me. They have ways.
Give it a year. Collins thought that way once. So did Swan. And the others. Give it time. We'll see. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must take these trays down the corridor. It's getting rather late. I'm due in court in an hour. There's an interesting case I must keep up with. When one is given the responsibility to judge his fellow man, one must be thorough in order to be fair.
Kane! Come back! Kane! Someone will come. They'll find me. They'll find me.
Kane!
I'm glad you could bring Jimmy to see me, Mrs. Schiller.
Well, when he said that he was in the treehouse and saw his daddy leaving a big black car...
It could be the lead we've been looking for. Now, are you comfortable in that chair, Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
Ah, good. Now, you keep looking through this picture book.
I don't understand how a children's book of cartoons
are... types, Mrs. Schiller. All thin, wiry, heavy, muscular. And the clothes they wear, all geared to pinpoint a suspect. Now, Jimmy, do you see anyone in there who looks like the man you saw from the treehouse?
Not exactly, but... he looks something like this one, only he's wearing kind of a uniform, like a soldier.
Tall, thin, in uniform. Now, let's see. Uniforms. Here we are. Now, Jimmy, was he a soldier like this one?
No.
How about this one?
That's it. And he had a hat on.
Like this one, right?
Yeah, that's the one. But it wasn't black, it was gray, like Bobby's cat.
Now, anything else you noticed about him, Jimmy?
No, sir.
Mr. Schiller, we've got ourselves a suspect.
Does that mean you can find my daddy?
It means we have a better chance. At least we know one of the men we're looking for is a chauffeur. And we have some idea of what he looks like. Now, excuse me, Mr. Schiller.
Rodriguez, I want a composite made up of the Schiller case. Get the artist in here. Oh, and I'll need two men from homicide. We're going to stake out that courthouse. I want a careful surveillance on limousines that pull up. I'll be going along. I'm bringing Schiller's wife and boy with me. Oh.
You will allow Jimmy to come along, won't you? We'll see that he's kept out of danger.
Of course, Lieutenant.
Oh, I don't mind danger. If I can help find my daddy.
Oh, Jimmy.
Good morning, Agatha.
Good morning. There was hammering and pounding near my room this morning, Kane.
Yes, we're building a new cell.
A new cell?
There's another court case today. Murder one.
I don't want to hear about it.
You can't shut out the world, Agatha. And please get that dog of yours off the chair. I've told him over and over.
I'll get him, Kane. You hurt him when you pick him up. He's so tiny.
I hate small things. Small minds, small people. Take him out. And come right back. We'll be leaving for the courthouse as soon as Ludwig brings the limousine out front.
Oh, I can't go today. There's a flower show at the Civic Auditorium. Mrs. Eustace is picking me up this afternoon.
You've asked her to come here?
Oh, I won't invite her in. I'll be ready when she arrives. Oh, Kane, when is all this going to stop?
You loved Grandfather, Agatha. You know what he stood for. You know how I've worked and planned and dedicated my life. We won't stop. We'll never stop as long as there's breath left in me. Why do you do this to me? I don't like losing my temper. You know I don't. Ludwig's ready. Since you are going to be home, feed the prisoners.
Prisoners? I don't know where they are.
You know where they are, Agatha. I've seen you sneaking around, watching Ludwig and me go up the narrow stone steps of a gatehouse.
The keys, I don't know where you...
You don't need keys. You'll find the trays in the kitchen. Fill them. Slide one under each cell. I'll expect it to be done when I return.
Yes, Kane.
Well, I must hurry off to the courthouse. When a man's life is at stake, one must be fair.
That's the courthouse, Jimmy. Over there, across the street.
Oh, gee, it's a big place. And there's so many people.
We're just looking for one, Jimmy, the chauffeur, the man who took your daddy away. You think you can recognize him from here?
Well, I'll try, Mom.
Good, Jimmy. Now, we'll just sit here in the car and wait. This is a special murder trial. I think our suspect will be here. Now, you understand, Mrs. Schiller, I'm not making any predictions.
We understand, Sergeant.
The way things have been going, this may be our only chance.
Mr. Schiller?
Yes? Yes, who is that?
I have brought you some food, Mr. Schiller.
Miss Agatha, what are you doing
here? Kane left the house. He asked me to feed the... prisoners. I'll just slip your tray under the cab door. There. Can you reach it?
Yes, but...
Good. Then I'll just move on.
No, wait. Wait, I must talk.
No, I can't. I have the others to feed. I left my little dog downstairs. I told him, stay. But he never listens. See, there he comes. Oh, he's so naughty. Chin-chin, I told you not to follow me up here. He would be so angry if he knew. Oh, dear. He's crawled under your cell door, Mr. Schiller. He's going after your food. Oh, do grab him quickly, Mr. Schiller, please. That's it. Thank you. I'll take him now.
Oh, no, you can't do that, Miss Agatha.
Oh, what?
Now, we're both prisoners here. Your dog and I.
Both prisoners?
Until you get the keys.
Oh, Mr. Schiller, there's no need to do that. You see, you can just pass Chin Chin through the bars. He lets us pass through easily. Oh, Mr. Schiller, you're hurting him. May I have my little dog, please?
Yes, Miss Agatha.
Thank you.
As soon as you get the keys.
Well, I can't do that. You're Kane's prisoner.
And your dog is my prisoner.
Oh, please give me my dog. He never did anything to you.
Well, that's unfortunate. But look around you. Look what your brother did to me and the others. Locked us in these stinking cells to satisfy his insanity.
Mr. Schiller, you must understand. My brother is not insane. The reason he does what he does...
Now, there's no time for that. Now, either you get those keys, or I'll snap the little dog's neck.
No, you wouldn't do that.
I swear to you, I'll kill him this instant unless you do as I say.
I don't know anything about the keys.
Find
them. Oh, please, Mr. Schiller, give me my sword.
The keys, Miss Agatha. I'm running out of patience. Get the keys.
Yes, the mind of man is a fragile thing. There is little doubt that Charles Schiller has reached the breaking point. It has been said that desperate men are capable of desperate deeds. Will the frightened Miss Agatha find the courage to release her brother's prisoner in exchange for the life of her dog? I'll return shortly with Act 3.
That's the question when you catch the common cold. Then take 12-hour contact. You need 6 cold tablets, 2 every 4 hours, or 3 cold pills, 1 every 4 hours, or just 1 contact capsule. For up to 12 hours, continuous relief from sneezing, congestion, drips. The tiny time pills do it. For aches and fever, the others contain aspirin. Contact doesn't. Your cold, your choice. 6 or 3 or 1. Give your cold to contact, the number one cold medicine in the whole world.
Give your cold to contact.
6 or 3 or 1. Take contact only as directed.
The Marine Corps reserves are looking for a few good men to help keep the peace. We're looking for men who understand that nobody likes to fight, but somebody has to know how. We want men who want to see their children grow up in an age of peace. Men who will do more than wish for it. Men who will work for it. Men who don't need the draft to know there's a job to be done. Men who ask themselves what they can do for their country and do it. We're looking for a few good men to stand with the Marine Corps Reserve. No shortcuts, no compromises, no promises except one. You'll be a Marine, and you'll be ready. That's the job of a peacekeeper.
Thank you.
the arrival of the police stakeout at the courthouse entrance. Sergeant Steiner has been in constant touch with the unmarked cars he has strategically placed around the building. Sitting with him are Karen and Jimmy, who has been keeping a close watch on various limousines that have come and gone. So far, nothing. Steiner's face is grim. He has little hope to hold out to the anxious wife and child, whose world has been darkened by the strange disappearance of Charles Schiller.
I've just checked with units 2 and 4. They've got the rear entrance under surveillance. No sign of a limousine or chauffeur back there. Well, we're doing what we can, but...
I understand, Sergeant.
Our real hope is Jimmy here. He saw the man before. He's the only one who can make a positive identification. Well, anything new, Jimmy?
He did see someone a little while ago that he thought could be the man. One of the chauffeurs waiting there across the street.
Yeah, you were busy talking on the radio.
Well, you should have cut in. Where, which one?
Well, he's gone now. No, wait. Huh? There he is over there, at that big black car.
A limousine?
Yeah, he's helping that big fat man get into the back seat.
Are you sure that's the man you saw from the treehouse?
Well, I wasn't before, but I am now. You see how he bends over kind of stiff when he opens the door?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's how the man bent over when he helped Dad into the car at our house.
Well, that's good enough for me.
The car's starting up. They're going to leave.
Let's hurry up and capture him.
No, Jimmy. We're not going to capture him.
Why not?
We're going to follow him. He's the only link we have to your dad. Control 1. To all stakeout units. Limousine, license number GNC918. Pulling away from curb in front of courthouse. Suspect at wheel. Heading east on 3rd. Taylor.
He's turning, sir.
Heading for your grid, Unit 4. Pick up as he passes. Units 2 and 5. Follow on parallel course. Move it. 10-4.
Miss Agatha? Miss Agatha!
I'm here, Mr. Schiller. I'm looking for the key.
Well, keep looking.
Oh, you shut up. I'm not going to hurt you. I just want to get out of this madhouse. Miss Agatha!
Oh, wait. Here they are. I found them. See? I found the keys. They were back there in this small storage room. You can have them. All of them. Oh, just give me my door.
No, not so fast. Try them in the lock first.
All right. But please... be careful. Chin-Chin is so delicate.
The lock, Miss Agatha.
I'm trying, Mr. Schiller. But there are so many. They're all rusty. And most of them are too big. Oh, God.
Try that one. There's no rust on it at all.
It's this.
Hurry.
Now, you're sure it's right for me to do this? My brother will be back any minute.
Damn your brother. Do you want your dog handed to you in one piece, or don't you?
Yes. Now, please, don't hurt him. I'll do just as you say. There. You're free, Mr. Schiller.
Thank the Lord.
Now, release my dog.
Here, take him.
Careful. Don't drop him, Mr. Schiller. Oh, now look what you've done. He's getting away. Chin-Chin, you come back here this instant. This very instant.
Forget about him. I've got to get out of here. Which way do I go?
Here, Chin-Chin. Good little Chin-Chin.
Miss Agatha, wait.
I can't. I'd better find poor Chin-Chin right away. Oh, it's so easy to get lost in this endless maze of course.
Damn you, Miss Agatha. Come back.
Anymore, Lieutenant.
I don't think we lost them.
No, Mrs. Schiller, they're up ahead. Unit 4 is keeping them in sight. Control to Unit 4. Control to Unit 4. I've got him. Suspect turning off onto the old Belmont Road, heading for private driveway. All units, converge on driveway. Do not use sirens. We'll wait for you there. 10-4.
Why are we stopping?
I don't want to get too close.
Oh, we'll lose them. They just turned into the driveway. Can't we follow them?
I'm afraid not, Jimmy. The driveway on that old estate back there is private property.
Private property? But my husband may be there.
We can't go any farther without a warrant.
What's that?
Permission, Jimmy. To search the place. The other car should be along any minute. You flag them down, son.
I'll take care of the red tape. Control 1 to Central. Control 1 to Central. Request to search warrant. Private residence. 1143 Belmont Road. Residence name unknown. Try through vehicle registration. License number GNC918. Repeat. GNC918.
Agatha, will you please stop blubbering like a child and tell me what's happened?
Well, it was just a few minutes ago, Kane. I'm sure you and Ludwig can find him and bring him back.
Find who? Bring who back?
Mr. Schiller.
Schiller?
Well, he forced me to let him out of his cell.
He what?
Well, you see, he had Chin-Chin. He said he would break the poor little dog's neck if I didn't get the key.
Gave him the key?
Well, I opened his door, then left them in the lock. I had to go after Chin-Chin.
Ludwig, quickly, the cells. I'll get the rifle. You fool, Agatha, you.
Sorry, Kane. I know I shouldn't have.
The cells, Agatha. Where does Ludwig keep the shotgun shells?
No, Kane. Put away the gun.
Disobedience must be met with force. Justice, Agatha, justice.
Justice? I've seen your prison cells, Kane. Those poor, unfortunate men living like caged animals. You call that justice?
Oh, get out of my way. Those men must not escape.
Too late, Kane.
Schiller.
I've already released them.
Do you realize what you've done? Those men are half crazed.
I suggest we all stay here. It's a lot safer than out there.
I warned you, brother. Stop before it is too late.
I must stop them. I must.
Oh!
All right, everybody.
Bill, prisoners are here. Run, Miss Agatha. Run.
Stop, all of you. You're breaking the law. I'll not stand for a breach of justice.
Those noises we heard, Sergeant, I'm sure they're coming from the house.
Sounds like a Mrs. Shotgun blast. This tunnel up ahead. It sounds like it's moving this way. No need to wait for that horn now.
All right, pull up, men. That gunfire is coming from the left. Rodriguez, Gordon, cover me. I'm going in. Mr. Schiller, you'd better wait back here with Jimmy. And keep down, out of range.
We will, Sergeant.
Miss Agatha, keep running. I can see the road from here.
I'm trying, Mr. Schiller. I don't know what got into my brother. He's never been a violent.
He's still out there somewhere. Firing wildly at any
moves. Oh, those men. Do you think he killed them?
There's no time to think about anything now. Just keep running.
I can't. I just can't go on any farther.
It's all right, Miss Agatha. Look up ahead. Uniformed men. It's the police.
Hold your fire, men. There's someone up ahead. It looks like... Yeah, it is. It's Charles Schiller.
Thank God you found us. We couldn't have gone much further.
You are Charles Schiller?
Oh, yes. And this is Miss Agatha Kane.
Yes.
Her brother Matthew is back there, armed with a shotgun.
Oh, you better come with me. You'll both be safer back there on the road.
Get away from that man.
Kane!
He's an escaped prisoner. I'll shoot the first man who touches him.
Careful. He's deranged. He's been holding chained men captive at the house.
Put down that shotgun, Mr. Kane. I am in charge here. Tell your men to back off.
I'm warning you, sir, for the last time.
Schiller, hands on your head. We're returning to the cell.
It's no use, Kane. It's all over. If you pull that trigger, you'll be murdering an innocent man. I was innocent, Kane. They were all innocent.
That's a lie. I judged you all fairly. I see now I was too lenient with my sentence. Now that you dare defy me, I change my verdict. Your sentence is no longer life. It's death. Schiller, look out!
Oh! Oh! Kane! My poor brother. You shot him?
Sorry, ma'am. I had no choice.
Agatha.
Yes, Kane. I'm here.
I was only trying...
I know, Kane. I tried to warn you to stop before it was too late.
Oh, you're too
too easy on them. Too quick to forgive. The people, the jurors, they're all like you. Someone has to uphold the rightness of things.
He's gone. Kane. Oh, Kane.
He put me through hell, Sergeant. But you know something? I can't help feeling what he did was partly our fault.
Our fault?
Yes. Crazy as it may sound, there is some logic to his madness.
Well, Matthew Kane is no longer with us. I, for one, am saddened by his untimely death. I was beginning to like him. I always did admire a man who is dedicated to his work. And talking about a man who is dedicated to his work, listen. You're driving a car you knew you were going to buy the minute you saw it. Skyhawk. Buick Skyhawk. You just knew a car this streamlined would be easy on gas, and you were right. In published EPA mileage test results, Skyhawk got 25 miles per gallon on the open road and 16 in the city. Skyhawk. It's rakish, it's low slung, it looks European, but it's a Buick.
Living free.
Three on the
side.
Last year, this kid came close to being just a name on a tombstone. What saved him was Ellen Costigan. She knew what to do. Because we taught her. Life-saving. That's the whole business of the American Red Cross. Sometimes we do big life-saving jobs like sheltering 500,000 people. Sometimes they're little, like helping an old lady get to the supermarket. Life. It's worth saving.
What a shot!
Give us a hand.
All right.
We didn't frighten you with our story tonight. It's true, Matthew Kane was a psychopath. And he did have quite a successful prison franchise operating on his dark and dismal estate. But fortunately, Sergeant Steiner arrived on the scene in time to stop him from opening branch offices all over the country. So, dear listeners, you all will be safe in your beds until I return. Our cast included Alan Hewitt, Jordan Charney, Augusta Dabney, Evie Juster, and Jim Dukas. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
Maybe we ought to forget the summit and start back down, huh?
No, let's give it a try, Harry. Go and take a look at the traverse.
Okay. Watch yourself. Jimmy! Hang on to my rope.
All right.
I'll tie on again when I return.
Hey, that wind's really rising. You okay, Jack?
Fine, Ben. How about you?
Well, I'd like it better if we were a little closer together. Can you come up a few steps?
Why not? Hang on to the rope.
Right.
Hey, Ben, don't let the rope go slack. I'm having trouble. I'm flipping.
What's that? I can't hear you.
Ben, I can't get a foothold. I'm flipping. The rope, Benny. Help!
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
This is KOIN in Portland, where the time is exactly 12 midnight.
CBS News. A report out of Washington says Presidents Kennedy, Johnson, and Nixon all made requests for FBI files. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. United Press International quotes sources as saying the three presidents wanted the FBI files on members of Congress, including those lawmakers who were critical of their policies. The UPI report says of all the presidents, Lyndon Johnson was clearly the worst in regard to using the FBI. The report says Johnson used to brag to newsmen off the record, saying, "Before I go to bed, I read my FBIs." Thursday, Attorney General Edward Leavy testified on government abuses of FBI material. One member of the investigating subcommittee, Congressman Robert Drinan of Massachusetts, said he was on a tour of the FBI earlier this week when he found 20 to 30 index cards in a drawer with his name on them. Drinan said the effect was chilling. Drinan said he found the cards while in a file room that had 6.5 million files and 55 million index cards. More news in a moment.
If you ever use a hemorrhoid preparation, you should know this. Vaseline Brands has news. It's new Hemorrhoid ointment. Hemorrhoid works fast, helps protect, with a proven medical ingredient for soothing occlusion. And Hemorrhoid gives you only this key ingredient, so it gives you more than the leading preparation. Now, at your first sign of pain, burning, and itching, turn to soothing Vaseline Hemorrhoid. It's new. Use only as directed.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get ready for a South Seas cruise on Mike Roy's Cook Thing tomorrow of the CBS Radio Network. I'm Denny Bracken, and the first mate of the SS Mike Roy right here. Take it away, Captain.
That's right, Dennis. Tomorrow we're off to Tahiti. Mm-hmm. We'll have a sumptuous supper under the palm trees.
Oh, yes.
Palms waving, grass skirts waving, me with my lawnmower. Going to make Tahitian pork.
You're going to have
Sweet Lilani's laying around there.
Oh, already. Mike Roy's Cooking Thing tomorrow. We'll set sail on the CBS radio net. Be here.
The House Thursday night approved a bill to grant Americans tax rebates and tax cuts. The $21.3 billion measure now goes on to the Senate. The bill would give rebates on 1974 taxes up to $200. It would also end the oil depletion allowance. That part could result in strong opposition in the Senate. Oil companies have reacted generally against the cutoff of the allowance, but a spokesman for one firm, Atlantic Richfield, says this.
Our company doesn't see this as necessarily bad, provided there are compensating adjustments in the national policy, such as decontrol of natural gas and some adjustment to the price that we can get for crude oil.
Ending the oil depletion allowance would cost the oil industry about $2.5 billion a year. A brother of confessed assassin James Earl Ray says that Ray plans to release to the news media the names of other people he says were involved in the murder of Martin Luther King. Jerry Ray says his brother told him if he did not win his appeal, he'll tell the names of everyone who had something to do with the 1968 slaying of the civil rights leader. A federal judge in Memphis Thursday turned down Ray's appeal for a new trial. Some leftists in Argentina have threatened to kill a kidnapped American unless their demands are met. Ernest McCrary reports from Cordoba, Argentina.
Argentina's Montonero guerrilla organization says it will execute consular agent John Egan unless the Argentine government proves by 7 p.m. local time Friday that four arrested terrorists are safe and sound. In a scathing communique which accuses the government of President Isabel Perón of subjecting the people to economic exploitation and selling out to the Yankees, the Montaneros say Egan is condemned to death as the direct representative of Yankee interests in our province. The sentence will be commuted, according to the statement delivered to Cordoba newspapers, only if four named guerrillas being held by police are shown to all local news media in good health. This is Ernest McCrary for CBS News in Cordoba, Argentina.
Now this.
Friends aren't easy to find.
Friends aren't easy to choose.
Friends aren't easy to make. Friends are too.
Thousands and thousands of us are killed or hurt badly in drunk driving crashes every year. Please don't let your friends drive if they're drunk. And don't ride with them. You drive. Be a friend. Don't lose one.
Friends aren't easy to make.
Service message on behalf of the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Defense Secretary Schlesinger says that without more American aid, Cambodia will fall within a month. President Ford has been pushing for another $222 million for Cambodia, its capital surrounded by communist-led rebels and cut off from the world except by air. Doug Poling, CBS News.
The Environmental Quality Commission votes today at their meeting in Eugene on a project that would add extra lanes for buses and carpools on the Banfield Freeway. KOIN's Rebecca Morris has a report.
The Environmental Quality Commission is expected to approve the demonstration project that would add an extra lane to the Banfield Freeway to be used by buses or carpools. The State Highway Division has proposed the project to hopefully reduce the freeway's traffic load, increase traffic speed, and reduce pollution. The DEQ hopes it will increase carpooling on the Banfield without an increase in actual vehicles per day traveling, resulting in lower air emissions. The project, which would be about a five-mile stretch between Southeast 82nd Avenue and the Union Avenue overpass, has some problems. The lanes are already narrow and will be more so by one half of a foot to create the third lane. And it's a plan that is untried and untested nationally. But highway engineers say the project, especially if linked with planned park-and-ride transit stations, will help Portland meet its commitments under the Federal Clean Air Act. TriMet would like to see the additional lane built, although they say they may have problems in scheduling bus use of the lanes. The Department of Environmental Quality thinks the project will have a favorable impact on air quality in the Banfield corridor and is recommending the commission approve the plan. The State Transportation Commission, the Portland City Council, and CREG must also give their approval soon if the State Highway Division can begin construction by July as planned. Rebecca Morris, KOIN News.
Washington County voters will be balloting today on a five-year levy of $6,400,000 for law enforcement programs. The funds will be used to continue present programs for the sheriff and district attorney offices and juvenile departments now financed by a special levy, which ends after 1975-76. Aerial operations are doubtful for at least part of today in the search for a missing plane with three Klamath Falls residents aboard. The craft, a Cessna 182, was en route from Eugene to Klamath Falls Wednesday evening when it disappeared near Klamath Falls. Aboard the aircraft were a metal shop teacher at Klamath Union High, David Nunn, and two students aboard the craft, James Pryor and Matt Perkins. Bad weather today is expected to hold up new efforts to look for a 31-year-old Australian missing in the Sisters area of the Cascades west of Bend. The searchers descended from their camp above Timberline Thursday after having spent a couple nights in snow caves. Missing is Jeff Elphinston, a student at the University of Oregon, who had left on a ski trip Friday and failed to return as scheduled Sunday. The weather forecast for the Portland metropolitan area, periods of rain today and tonight, locally heavy later today. Showers Saturday, highs both days in the 50s, lows tonight in the low 40s. Southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, becoming southerly 15 to 20 miles per hour later in the day. Chance of measurable rainfall near 100% through tonight. Right now at Portland Airport, there's light rain. The temperature is 46. Humidity is 89%. Winds to the southeast at 13 miles per hour. The barometer reading is 29.94 and steady. Downtown, it's raining moderately, and the temperature reading is 49. That's KOIN News at 1209. This is Alan Archer.